Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Friday's jobs report was worse than the general media and commentators interviewed on this station are telling you. But there is a more important issue that I need to cover today. Come back Friday as I detail the nitty-gritty of the horrible jobs report. 8 days ago, President Barack Obama spoke at the Federal Emergency Management Agency National Response Coordination Center. In his remarks, he said, quote, "It is every citizen's responsibility to be prepared for a disaster, and that means taking proactive steps like having an evacuation plan, having a fully stocked supply kit," unquote. The speech addressed the start of hurricane season. But what President Obama told people to do also applies to other catastrophes. Americans need to be ready to handle weather-caused disasters like earthquakes, flooding, volcano eruptions, and wildfires. They also need to be prepared for financial crises. Last Friday, customers of Deutsche Bank, Germany's largest bank, were unable to withdraw cash from many ATMs. This hit at the peak time when such machines are used. A bank spokesperson claimed the problem was merely a technical glitch. However, Deutsche Bank is in serious financial difficulty. What if the bank was in the process of shutting down where no customers could access the funds in their accounts? 13 years ago, 55 million people lost power in New England, Ontario, and all the way to Lansing. Power was out in some areas for as long as a week. In part of Lansing with no electricity, banks, credit unions, gas stations, and grocery stores were closed. Some credit and debit card usage was suspended. There was some loss of telephone service. Some people could not access safe deposit boxes. In October 2013, a computer system failure left customers in Walmart stores in 17 states unable to make purchases with their EBT food stamp cards. One store closed after a riot broke out. Does President Obama know more than he shared with the American people? What would you do if you suddenly had no electricity, no phone service, couldn't get cash from your bank, use your credit cards, or buy groceries or gasoline? That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.